children of all ages.
Please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Man, I swear Friday was 2 seconds ago. What happened?
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
Friday we had a hockey team still in it. Friday we had a weekend ahead of us. Now we got a full week. So what are you going to do with it? You going to have some fun? Hopefully. Let's be productive. Let's get to it. It's 23 degrees. It's going to be 32 later. And back from vacation today, one and only TJ. Let's check in with him first. What's up, man?
Feeling great. I'm less tan than when before I left. And yesterday, I built patio furniture. Now, I am not the handiest boy on the block, but I did it with not even one tantrum thrown.
Really?
I did have to put the tools down and go for a walk for an hour, but that doesn't count as a tantrum.
Good for you. Honestly, I feel like if you don't get mad at something, like if you're not swearing at it a little bit, like your dad did, you're not doing it right.
Yeah,
it's not going to be as tight as it needs to be or as put together as it needs to be. It's the anger that holds our furniture together. Jesse.
Everyone's talking about how the Leafs were eliminated last night, but let's just shift our focus to the Toronto Raptors because they're still playing and they are defending champions. So move your energy over from the Leafs, that sadness, to hope for going back to back.
Well, and you know what? I'm glad everybody's joining me on the Raptors bandwagon because I have never been a Leafs fan. And I've always been a Raptors
fan. There you go.
Never liked the Leafs. I don't own four jerseys.
Nope.
And I'm happy to say that I don't have to sign up for that because I cheer only for the Raptors.
Also, speaking of the Raptors, they wore their throwback jerseys and they played the Grizzlies.
How cool was that?
Who wore the Vancouver Grizzly throwback jerseys? It looks so cool.
It was very, very cool.
Yeah. Plus, they didn't disappoint us like the Leafs did last night.
Actually won.
Amazing how that happens. Actually, we got a clip of Justin Bieber celebrating a Leafs thing over the weekend. It sounds weird knowing what happened last night. We'll talk about that in a couple songs.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
And it was an amazing, amazing comeback. I'm not sure if you saw the game or not, but the Leafs came back in the last 4 minutes. And Justin Bieber's reaction was all of us.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Wow. And consequently, that's how we all felt after last night's game. Yeah. Only it was no.
It was the opposite of that.
Yeah. I have to say, like, I love his passion, and I love how he's getting... Yeah. I don't think Hailey Bieber was a huge Leaf fan beforehand, but it's nice. It was so great to see that. It was such a feel-good thing.
Yeah.
And the Leafs being the Leafs, they came in and screwed it up last night. So you can't enjoy anything.
No, ever, especially when you're a Leaf fan. I mean, we don't have to talk about last night. We could just continue to talk about the cool stuff from Friday.
You know? Last night have not happened. Exactly. Yeah. So we're still waiting on Justin Bieber's video from last night's game. Going to assume we never see it.
I'm sure Hailey probably had the phone up to him all night waiting for the moment, and the moment never came. The moment never came.
A lot of depressing.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I kind of love what the Weeknd's been doing. This guy is promoting an album on a completely different level.
Yeah.
And he's had a lot of amazing imagery, and they've pivoted because obviously when you have COVID-19, you can't go out like he did he did SNL, he did the Colbert Show, he did all that stuff that you normally do.
But he'd be on the world tour right now.
Yes. So he's releasing new music, and he did it over TikTok, which really great idea, and has great like animations and stuff behind it. We were privileged to not only get a concert, but we got a brand new song. We don't know what it's called, but I want to play a little clip for you.
Yeah.
See if you're into this. Check it out.
They're not your friend. I need you to know that we ain't never gonna go back. This time make a
phone. Okay, so you're at a lounge.
It's best for it's best for you. I need
a hookah bar. Yeah, in Florida.
Try to
it's a hot, sweaty night. I don't know. It just feels like it has to be.
And it's not safe.
I feel like you can't listen to that song with your shirt buttoned up. Like, it has to be unbuttoned.
It is very like Miami Vice. That's what it, you know?
We ain't never gonna go back. This time make us go back. It's best for me. It's best for you. I need you to know that.
I like the direction.
I like it too.
So nobody knows the name of that song, but we will hopefully find out the next few days. We don't know when it's gonna drop.
No.
We don't know anything.
I guarantee you, though, the day it does, it will be added to everybody's Spotify sex playlist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
absolutely.
That song is rather sexy.
Yeah, that album is rather sexy.
It sure is, Adam.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What makes you happy during a pandemic? Well, we all had to find out. Not a question that's something you would have ever considered beforehand, but here we are.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a little bit of a scientific list. And it reads like the art section at HomeSense.
Oh, are these like things that would be written on my mom's pillows?
Yeah, it's okay. Very live, laugh, love.
Okay.
Okay. So
these.
The first one, apparently, and that, you know, this one's obvious. The number one thing that people get happy about is seeing someone that they love after being apart a while.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Number two, sleeping in a bed that's just been made.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're so right. Number three, feeling the sun on our face.
Stop. Is number three just say cottage?
Yeah, no. Number four is getting something free. Actually, we can hook you up with $100 here in like 22 minutes. We can make you happy with that with the Virgin Radio Summer Side Hustle.
Nice plug.
Number five, having some time to ourselves. You know, I feel like some of these things are just things.
Yeah. These are things that we liked before.
Right.
Yeah.
Number six, hugging someone we love. I don't think that that's changed.
No. I'm sure it's probably gone up the list a little bit.
This is really bad. Number seven, finding money we didn't know we had, like $20 in your coat.
Okay. Before COVID, who was like, that's not in my top 10.
Well, it wouldn't be in my top 10. I'd be like, okay, that's nice. But like,
finding money?
Yeah. Like $20? Yeah. I mean, listen, it's nice.
Three.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
TJ, really?
Yeah. Finding money?
Top three?
Top three.
Get out of here.
Better than feeling the sun on my face.
Number eight, and this is, you're going to love this one, drinking coffee in the morning.
Oh, yeah. What's my coffee mug say? First I drink the coffee, then I do the things. Don't talk to me until I've had my cup.
Yeah, not before my second cup. Number nine, the feeling after taking a shower. Well, listen, I can get with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than a shower. And that I wake up early purposely on weekdays so I can have a bit of a longer shower.
Same. And on weekends, I have a shower later in the day so I can have a shower beer and not feel bad about it.
You know, you can have two showers on the weekend.
Nah.
You can.
No, I'm all about conservation.
Number 10, getting a text from someone that says, I've been thinking about you.
Okay, there's no way that feels good. Reading that gives me anxiety.
Yeah, okay. So it has to come from somebody you want it to come from, right?
Because if I get a text from like our boss that says, I've been thinking about you, I'll be like, oh, I'm not going to be on
trouble.
The show on Monday.
Welcome back to vacation, man.
Good mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Experts are saying people with a loud voice are more likely to transmit coronavirus. This is according to the chief health officer in New South Wales, who revealed people who use loud voices and those who enjoy bursting into song can be more likely to transmit the virus if they're infectious compared to someone who is also positive for COVID-19 but is a little bit more of a quiet talker. They said that can lead to the projection of droplets and potential aerosol. So essentially, the louder you talk, the more debris that's going to come out and that type of stuff.
Makes sense.
They said in order to prevent these transmissions, people are being asked to check the way that they behave in public. So if you're one of those people who speak loudly or get a little too animated when your favorite song comes on, you need to table that behavior, my friend. I gotta read the story when Jax is back, so then she doesn't try to embarrass us in public.
Yeah, Jax likes to, TJ hates a scene being made, so oof. Jax will walk around and sing as loud as she possibly can, so everybody looks at TJ, and then she'll point at him.
I love her so much. Twitter is apparently interested in buying TikTok, which is huge news, because obviously Donald Trump banned TikTok in the States, so Twitter has spoken to TikTok's parent company about a possible sale, and they have 43 days to agree to a sale to the U.S. arm of the platform. So I believe this would only happen in the States. Twitter declined to comment on the report. And you might remember that Twitter bought Vine and then shut Vine down
right
a while ago. So please
people
don't
are
do
hoping,
that to us.
People are hoping that doesn't happen.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, Instagram stole the idea last week too, so I'm sure that'll take off. Another hot week is ahead of us, though it's expected we're going to see some storms. We're probably going to hit 30 degrees a couple times this week. Continuing this summer's trend of being so sexy hot outside. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Some good news from around the world for a Monday morning. It's going to be a beautiful week. Just kicking it off with TJ since he's back from vacation.
Thank you, Adam. New Zealand just marked 100 days without recording a single domestic transmission of coronavirus.
Wow.
And their big doctor said, despite that, we still need to be careful. So the life lesson in this, I know Ontario has been seeing some pretty good numbers, is that even when things are really great, like New Zealand, who is
clear
in the world, is like the pillar of what you're supposed to try to achieve, their doctors are still saying, hey, we still got to be careful.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm going to add to that because my story has to do with it too. Ontario has reported under 100 new coronavirus cases for the fifth day in a row, which is amazing. Remember mid-March, it was 300-400 a day.
Yep.
It's amazing how far we've come through there. And I know it's like the thing is, it's taken a lot. It's taken a lot. It's taken a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of people being super careful. So thank you to you for making this happen. It's awesome. Producer Jesse.
I want to share the story of Derek Harris. Derek was set to spend life in prison for selling $30 worth of marijuana. Some states in America have a three strikes rule where on your third offense, even if it's nonviolent, you can end up facing life in prison just because that's the law.
Yeah.
So cases like Derek's wind up in those categories rightly but wrongly. So thanks to the work of many different prison reform groups in Louisiana where he was sentenced, Derek is now free.
Hey!
And his sentence was reversed.
Great.
Yes.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Because what a waste that would be.
Right?
Amazing. Well, I feel better. How do you guys feel?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay, cool. Let's have some fun.
Virgin Mornings.
You can always submit your confessions. It's completely anonymous. All the names are made up. It's just secret to 999-999. Keyword secret, 999-999. And then tell us what's up. Now, this is Kayla. Again, made up name. Cheating on her financially.
I don't like how you worded this.
Okay. Once you hear it,
okay,
you're going to know.
All right.
Okay, so Kayla texted us. Confession. My partner and I just bought a brand new BMW a few weeks ago. And the deal was no food or drinks ever. As in, you are brown bagging your lunch forever. You're making your own coffee at home.
Okay.
You're bringing it in Travelers.
Yeah.
Every morning I go to Tim Hortons and get a coffee and drink it for my 45-minute commute to work. And I have I've spilt it almost every single day.
Oh, my God.
So they're trying to keep the car clean.
That's the problem to me.
They're trying. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that with you because it's like, okay, so financially, you're not supposed to be doing the Tim Hortons thing anyway.
Yeah.
You're supposed to save some money, right?
But everybody says that, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, of course I'm going to make my we had McDonald's this morning and I brought breakfast.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, the spilling it in the car is unacceptable.
That's breakup territory.
I had somebody get in my car over the weekend. And I was so embarrassed because the passenger side, I had a baby's bottle in there before.
Yeah.
And it leaked a little bit. So there was like on the leather, there was a little bit of, pablum or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am so embarrassed right now. So very
did
embarrassed.
Did you do the thumb lick and wipe it away?
I didn't even get a chance. They just got in. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
anyway.
They knew.
Catherine texted us. She's from Markham. How do I tell my roommate that the pandemic has made me learn that I can't stand them and I want to move out? I think you just move out.
I think you say, hey, rent's going up.
I don't think you can do that.
Oh, yeah, that
I don't know if you can do that. Victor in Oshawa. I hope the pandemic never ends because I've lost 30 pounds just by working from home and cooking all my meals. True. There was an article last week, and you would have missed this because you're on vacation, but they're saying that people's skin is better because they're not downtown in congested cities. You're also, let's say you take the subway or the GO train or whatever, and you're walking into work and you're pushing doors open and stuff, you touch your face like 40, 50 times a day. So all that dirt that was transferring from all of those places to your face, no longer there.
That's so interesting. I think I read something similar too, that people are showering less because of the pandemic,
oh, really?
And that's also helping skin as well.
They're showering. Well, that doesn't really surprise me.
No.
Why get out of your pajamas? Paige in Burlington. My cousin had their wedding this weekend. Only a handful of guests were there in person, and the rest of us had to watch it over Zoom. I was a little upset that I didn't get an in-person invite, so I turned on the Zoom, turned off my camera, and watched Netflix while the wedding played in the background.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So she put herself up in the background. That's why she worded it weird. But she basically put a picture of herself up as the background.
So how most people handle work Zoom meetings, that's how you handled your cousin's wedding?
And she said, I hope the ceremony was nice. Paige.
You know what?
You are vicious.
If you send a card with money in it, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's
the
rule, right? Hey, I'm paying for the meal here, yeah, and I'm not even there.
Take my $150.
And if you want, you can submit yours judgment-free. Text secret and your name to 999-999. Actually, don't even bother including your name. We're going to change it anyway.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm going to make this extremely short because there's not much to say other than we're getting a sequel that we didn't ask for.
I feel like this happens once a week.
It does. And this one is interesting because the most important person in this sequel in real life has passed away.
Okay.
So you're sort of like, I'm not really sure how you're going to do this if it was based around these two characters.
Is it another Fast and the Furious movie?
It is not. No, they managed that. Yeah. There was some supporting cast in that, though, right?
Yeah. Fast and the Furious, other dimension. That's where they go race real fast cars in another dimension.
No, this one is, and I'm just going to play the song, and you're going to know the movie.
Now
Top Gun.
No. Come on, man. I haven't even seen this movie.
No, I'm trying to do a bit. Hang on.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. It's obviously Dirty Dancing.
No, I was going to say The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Not that either. So here's the deal. They're bringing Jennifer Grey back,
yeah,
who was the female lead, but she hasn't done a lot of movies since then. And obviously Patrick Swayze, unfortunately, has passed on.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure what they're going to do. Or how they're gonna TJ's vibe into this song, yeah, right now.
I'm not even listening. Just dancing.
Do we need a song? Okay, here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Can you text us at 999-999 if you're a huge fan of this movie? Because I'll be honest with you. I've seen part of it. Never seen the whole thing through.
Yeah.
Wasn't for me. Obviously. I was into cool things like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because I'm cool.
Uh-oh, there goes the cool guy.
Yeah, over right? So tell me, do you need a second Dirty Dancing? Or was it perfect the way it was and they're just totally going to wreck this?
Maybe there were questions left unanswered.
I don't think there was.
Also,
baby was taken out of the corner. It's done. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, but can they do dirtier dancing?
Oh,
is the question.
Good question.
Now,
actually, that was a real song. We're asking, listen, they're going to come out with a Dirty Dancing too. Jennifer Grey's back. Obviously, Patrick Swayze's passed on. And I've heard from so many people, like, especially people that you, like, when you're dating, and they're like, it's the perfect movie.
Yeah.
You just don't get it. You don't get it.
I'm like, can I guess what happens? It's like, they're an unlikely pair who fall in love, and then their love isn't approved on, but then guess what? Everything works out.
Right, because they can dance.
Yeah.
So that is essentially the movie, if you've never seen it. The question is, do you need a second Dirty Dancing? And 999-999, we have some very opinionated people.
We're getting inundated. Text from the 289, shame on you guys. Don't ever second guess the dirtiest of dancers.
Fine. Wow.
Dirty Dancing is a movie where Swayze punch dances at his rage in the woods, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. No. Yeah. That's Kevin Bacon in
Footloose. Okay.
Yeah. And he does that in a old factory.
Oh, I thought he was in the
woods. Don't ask me if I know that. Yeah, I know.
Another text. No sequel. Dirty Dancing was beautifully done. Just leave it as is. That's from the 226.
Okay.
And last one here from the 647. Total fan. Even made my 19-year-old daughter watch it. She became a fan. Make another Dirty Dancing. Do it.
Well, they're doing it. So good luck, everybody. We're in for a ride.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Simon Cowell seriously injured his back while testing an e-bike at this place in LA. So I'll preface this with, he's okay. But he broke his back on Saturday.
Whoa.
While testing on a new electric bicycle at his home in California. He fell off the bike while in his courtyard with his family in Malibu. Was taken to the hospital. He said he's under observation and he's doing fine. He might need some surgery on his back. But when you hear the term broke his back, you're like,
no.
Oh,
yeah.
That doesn't sound good. But he's doing okay. So there's some, again, there's some reports he's going to need some surgery, but we'll keep you updated on that one. Justin Bieber had a pretty aggressive reaction to the Toronto Maple Leaf game on Friday. Not the one last night where they lost and their season ended. No. The one on Friday night. So they were down 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
They came back to tie the game up with 15 seconds left. And this was Justin Bieber's reaction to watching the game.
So you hear Haley too, right?
Yeah, she's into it.
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Yes!
Justin Bieber was all of us on Friday night. And then here's a clip of Justin Bieber from last night. That's right. Because it was very disappointing.
And he didn't say anything.
And he didn't say anything. Justin Bieber is, of course, good buddies with a lot of guys.
Yeah, especially, I think, him, Austin Matthews, and Freddie Anderson. They're really good friends.
Yeah.
From what I understand, anyway. I don't know. But cool.
Another hot week is ahead of us, though. It's expected we're going to see some storms at some point. It's also expected to hit 30 degrees most of the week, continuing this summer's trend of being very hot and steamy. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do you move a date because there's a big game on? This was the topic that Jax and I did Friday. TJ, you were not here for it because you're on vacation.
Yeah.
Now Jax is on vacation. Now, if you didn't watch the Leaf game on Friday, you can appreciate that it was one of the biggest comebacks in Leafs history. And if you're a Leaf fan, at least for 48 hours, it was super great until we saw last night's game.
Yeah.
It was magic, right?
It was, yeah, it was one of the coolest sports moments I've ever watched.
Producer Jesse watched it too. I know he was pumped about it. And so if you're going to move a date, this would be justifiable, right?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
So we just get that out there.
Okay.
Okay. But I thought it'd be terrible to like make plans with somebody and then cancel the day off, right?
Yeah,
and
because
like,
it is.
It is. And I was like, I don't want to do that. So I decided, like, you know what? Go for it. We're meeting at a pub. I'm sure it'll be on the screen somewhere and I'll be able to catch it. But that's not even what this is about. Throw all of that out the window.
Okay.
Something absolutely insane happened. Or at least I think this is crazy.
On the date.
Yes. Like serendipity to the max.
Okay.
And this never happened to me before. So I'm in line for the pub because stage two is over. You can no longer make reservations at pubs, which, by the way, I really like that about stage two.
I missed that part.
I was like, oh, can I book a spot on their patio? On your patio? And they're like, yeah, make a reservation. Yeah. They're not doing that anymore.
No.
So you're lining up for the patios, which I did. And so I was there a little bit early because I knew there was going to be a lineup.
You were there early?
I know. I was there early. Just because I knew there'd be a lineup and I wanted to get a table outside. She shows up. And big ball of positive energy and super cool. And, you know, we start talking and this is the first time we've ever met.
Yeah.
So we don't know much about each other. And that can be really good or really bad.
Especially when you're waiting in line, too. That's the most awkward part of a Tinder or Bumble date is
totally.
The 10 minutes.
Because you can't really say much. And you know other people can hear you. And there's all of that going on. Anyway, so big ball of positive energy, super excitable. We're having a good time. And for some reason, and this is in line, we get to, we start to talk about like kind of our childhoods and stuff. And she says she grew up in Scarborough.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, oh, I grew up in Scarborough.
Yeah.
You know, Scarborough people are like, we stick together, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's cool. Like, where did you grow up? Tell me the street. And she says, and I'm like, she's like, oh, well, Scarborough's a big place. I'm like, I know, but like, just give me the major intersection. And she says, two streets that if you're not from Scarborough, you've never heard of. Atchison and Bathgate, which are just off Lawrence.
Okay.
And my jaw hit the floor. I said, Atchison and Bathgate. I grew up on Bathgate. So I grew up down the street from her.
Shut up.
And
what?
I said, hang on a second. What high school did you go to? And she said, Sir Oliver Mowat.
That's my high school.
What? Yes, this actually happened. And she's like, what year? So it turns out she's a couple of years older.
Yeah.
And we both said to each other, it's like, I thought you looked familiar, but we did not know each other.
Yeah.
We had nothing to do with each other. And just happened to grow up probably 5 minutes walk. And it was insane. It was wild.
What?
We were just like, honestly, just absolutely wild. So, anyway.
Day went terrible. Never going to see
each other. Yeah, never see her again. No, actually, it turns out she was a Leaf fan, so she was watching the game too, which was perfect.
Perfect.
But I just thought, okay, so I'm thinking, we were talking about that, and we're like, this must happen more than people say.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there must be more people that are like, I grew up down the street from that person. We didn't know each other. We ended up together somehow.
My girlfriend's brother just got engaged to a girl that grew up on their street, but they had no idea that they lived on the same street until they met.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay. So here's what we want to do. 416-872-9999 or 999 to text. Something similar has happened to you or any of your friends. as in you grew up or went to high school with, or you were close to somebody and they ended up together or you ended up together with them. What's the story there? 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So the question is, you have a story where you ended up with dating or marrying or whatever. You ended up with somebody that you grew up with but had no idea you grew up with them. I ended up on a date Friday night with somebody I apparently went to high school with. Neither of us remember each other. But
probably
it just turned
the best. You wore leather pants in high school, man. That saved you from yourself.
Yeah, I was a pretty awkward kid. So, yeah, for sure. Was, you know, it's good that they didn't know. But yeah. Tell us your story. 416-872-9999. Go ahead.
So we met on eHarmony, mm-hmm. and then I showed him a picture of me and my mom and my sister, and in the picture, I'm like 6 years old. And he goes to me, your face looks familiar. How is my face looking familiar? I'm like 6 years old. He was like, well, what school where did you grow up? And then I said, Eglinton in Caledonia. And he was like, me too. And then he was like, what school did you go to? Like, I'm like, I couldn't tell you what school. I was in kindergarten. Like, I don't know. Anyway, so then I get out my class picture of my kindergarten and grade one class picture.
Which is, by the way, remarkable that you still have that.
Yeah.
Okay. None of that stuff.
Amazing, right?
Yeah.
And then he's standing beside me in the picture.
What? Oh, come on.
Because you know how, like, those old school pictures of the class, and then on the inside folder, they have all the names of the students? He's standing beside me.
Oh, my gosh.
We looked at each other like we were speechless.
That's wild. That's an amazing story.
Crazy. TJ, what are the texts saying?
Text from the 647. I met my boyfriend at my university, and we realized that we were from the same town. Then we realized we both worked for the town as well. After that, we just kept running into each other at work until we just started to date. That's the universe literally pushing you together, saying,
you must be with this person.
Date them. Do it. Another text from the 289. My parents are from Guyana, and they lived in neighboring towns, went to the same school, knew each other's siblings, but not each other. Then they moved to Canada, lived in the same apartment building, and it wasn't until they went to a party that they met each other.
Get out.
That's wild.
How is that even possible?
I know. Again, that's the universe pushing you together.
It's the universe being your overbearing mother. Like, please, you need to date this person. They're nice.
And one of our friends in the building, Adam, Davida, who's a producer on the TV side, she just got engaged this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Davida and her boyfriend met on Tinder a couple years ago, but apparently they went to the same grade school when they were kids, and they have a picture doing a project together in kindergarten, and they had no idea that they knew each other.
That is...
Davida's mom just stumbled across the photo and found it, and was like, this is Justin.
The tweets come in and are a little spooky on some of these.
Yeah.
We're going to get to more next.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You grew up together. You didn't know each other. Somehow ended up together. Vanessa, you got to tell us about your husband.
We met when dating was not cool online. Like, nobody did it. You hid it from people. It was embarrassing.
Oh, the Lava Life years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm 20 in this because
it
was free.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Because it's free.
It was free, and we were young. So we met, and we were, I don't know, about 3-4 months into our relationship, and I was over to his parents for dinner, and they're like, no, like, I swear, like, you were in the falls at Niagara. He's in the falls. And there was a Vanessa in his kindergarten class. And I said, there's no way. Like, I remember that picture. And then I swear she pulled out the picture, and I'm front and center, and he's to my right. And we now look like our daughter and our son.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
So you've had kids, and they look like the kids in the picture.
Oh, that's...
They look like the kids in the picture.
Dude!
It was like, wow.
Oh, that's so crazy.
You put that on Instagram, right? Because that's going to get in so many of those sweet, sweet
it
likes.
It's all over Instagram. Yeah. And usually, like, once a year, I'll just share it for, like, a shock value, and people are like, wow.
This stuff is spooky. It's weird. Like, it's like there's something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's like, I'm always so amazed that you wind up with someone that you knew in kindergarten. because you always had these like premeditated ideas of what that person was like.
Totally.
Like, was he the smelly kid or anything? Do you remember?
Do you remember his reputation?
I remember there's actually, I was sat on those old pictures, like another caller was saying, I'm sure ours are the same, and I was sitting on the front bench, and he was tall, so he's standing behind me. And I remember the boy I was beside, my mom said that was the little boy I had a crush on with the rat tail in the back.
Oh, damn.
Is your husband jealous of him now? Or what? You guys worked through that?
Years of therapy later.
Right? I know. We're just talking about it now.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Experts are saying people with a loud voice are more likely to transmit coronavirus. This out of New South Wales. Their chief health officer revealed that people who use loud voices and those who enjoy, quote, bursting into song can be more likely to transmit the virus because of the projection of droplets and other potential aerosols involved. So basically, the more debris that comes out of your mouth, the louder you talk and the more you dance.
So no more musicals.
No more musicals.
Sorry, Hamilton.
Yeah.
You can no longer.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is somewhere crying and biting his lip like the Instagram meme. So if you're one of those people who speak loudly or get a little too animated when your favorite song comes on, you need to stop that behavior right now, friend. He said very loudly, which is probably not good according to science. Twitter is apparently interested in buying TikTok. You might have heard last week that TikTok got banned in the U.S. Well, Twitter has spoken to TikTok's parent company about a possible sale. And TikTok has 43 days to agree to sell the U.S. arm of the app to Twitter. So it could continue to operate probably under a different name or there would be some sort of business thing going on. The thing is, Twitter has declined to comment on this report. And also, they bought Vine a few years ago and then, shut it down. And we loved Vine.
Mm-hmm.
We like TikTok. We loved Vine. Yeah, so this would be very bad news.
Yeah.
The thing is, the question is going to be, how do they make money off it? Because a lot of these companies, like Twitter, it took them like 10 years to turn a profit. Facebook made money basically right away. Yeah. Spotify has not made money ever.
No.
Ever.
Nor have the artists.
No, definitely not the artists. So it's sort of, that's the question is, how do you make money off this stuff? Can you make money off of it?
Well, if you have to rebrand the app too, like if you have to give it a whole new name, you're not going to. Because people will be like, I'm not going to download an app, I'll just use Instagram. Because Instagram has the Reels now, which do the exact same thing as TikTok.
If they were going to buy TikTok, they'd buy the brand name for North America.
Yeah.
And that's, so it wouldn't change. Because if you change the name, the app's dead.
Be a real bamboozle for Donald Trump there.
Sure would.
Man, hate to see it. It's going to be another hot week ahead of us. It's expected that we're going to see a storm at some point, but as of right now, it looks like we're going to be hitting 30 degrees most days. It's going to be very humid and continuing the summer's trend of back sweat city. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So you got your friends, and they're going along fine in life, and then all of a sudden they go through like full-on regression. Like I have a toddler at home, and she's going through sleep regression.
Yeah.
And it kind of fits this, because that's what TJ's doing, only cool. It's bedroom regression for him.
Thanks, man.
And you're going to be like, yo, TJ, what? Like, how old are you, by the way? 28?
28.
Now? You're 28 now?
Yep.
Okay, so TJ, and Jesse hates this too, by the way, so I'm not alone in the studio. tell us what you have decided to do with your bedroom, because TJ just moved to a new place, so he's got the new bedroom set up, and
I am no longer going to have a bed frame. I'm going to keep my mattress on the ground. I hated my bed frame before. It was creaky. It was big. I always bumped my knee on it and would collapse from it probably once a month. So now my bed is on the floor. My room looks bigger. And I've done research, kind of. I Googled this. Apparently, having your mattress on the floor is really good for anxiety because it helps you feel grounded. Also, I have a girlfriend, so I'm not worried about what potential visitors would think.
Right!
There's the
point. Now, has she not said anything about this?
She doesn't mind it. She's either being, like, blindly supportive or she actually likes it, too.
See, I think it's a new relationship.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's going to be as honest with you as maybe. Because, you know, she's
it's like, I want to be supportive of him.
Yeah. As long as there's endeavors,
places to snuggle, I don't care.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. As long as we can love each other, it's all good.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of problems with it. Now, you don't have any pets, which is good, because there'd be hair everywhere.
Yeah, I don't have any pets. The other problem is I'm not in college, so it doesn't really make sense.
Thank you. Why did I need to say that? This is what I'm talking about.
Listen, we can't all live in the Palace Buckingham with our beds raised off the ground.
Producer Jesse, what do you think of this idea?
I think you might as well just go back to a futon, you know?
Yeah, man.
Since you're going back to college, why not?
It's a little trashy, man. It's a little like what are you trying to relive?
I think it adds a little bit of grit to my personality.
I don't think it does,
because
man.
I think I'm known as this like kind of uptight guy. So, everything's got to be particular. This adds a little bit of texture.
Okay. So let me ask you this, okay? So you're TJ's friend. I want you to imagine that you and TJ go way back. You walk into his bedroom and his mattress is on the floor, and he's like, he gives you all the reason he just gave us.
Yeah.
What do you say to him?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Help your friend out. It's your duty as his friend to help him out. Your friend is TJ in this scenario. And TJ has decided to forego a bed frame in his new bedroom. He's just got a mattress and the floor.
Yeah. Me, I'm one with the world.
And
yeah, I live in the West End. I'm just adopting the lifestyle.
No. Priya, can you help us out here?
I strongly support his choice.
Yes, thank you, Priya.
I see nothing wrong with it.
Priya.
What is the purpose of a bed frame?
It's to keep your mattress off the floor so your mattress doesn't get dirty.
You know what,
but
man?
Why?
Yeah, you're just a sheep.
But it gets dirty under a bed frame.
Well, yeah, but you vacuum under the bed frame. That's the point, right?
But if your bed is on the floor, you don't need to vacuum.
That's right.
No, you still need to vacuum.
No, wrong.
What kind of logic is that?
No. Not necessarily. You just move it.
Yeah.
Okay, what?
here's the thing.
You really need to vacuum under a bed.
This conversation feels like how Twitter looks. It's just very frustrating, and it's not going anywhere. And you guys are both defending of the thing that is not, that is objectively not correct. We actually just got a text. Okay, 999-99. What do you think of this, okay? Mattresses on the floor don't work because you need a mattress to breathe because it absorbs your sweat and absorbs other things, and you it can grow bacteria if it's on the floor because it can't breathe. What do you
but
both say to
why
that?
You have the box spring.
He doesn't have one of those.
Yeah, Priya, I should mention I don't have a box spring. It's just mattress on the floor.
It's just a mattress.
TJ, why did you fail me?
No. No, she switched teams.
I knew you came around.
Box frame at least.
No. Nope. Hey, Priya, thanks for the call. Bye.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. TJ has decided that he will forego the bed frame and the box spring and just have a mattress on the floor. This is a 28-year-old guy who has decided to live like he's in college for some reason. Now, TJ, you did have somebody supporting you until you found out that they found out that you had no box spring.
Yeah.
The text messages. Number one, come on, man. Grown-ups have bed frames. What's next? No bed sheets? I know. It'll be like you and you know when you go to someone's house when you're 21 and they've got a comforter and that's all they have?
Yeah.
And you're like, how do you sleep on that? And they're like, well, you know,
well, I'm going to have blankets. I'm going to protect myself from the monsters.
Another one. Hey, I say welcome to the party, TJ. I had both mattresses and box springs on the floor until COVID-19 and I decided to buy a beautiful headboard. So you did buy a bed frame.
No, headboard. It's different.
Which would be... It's not.
It's different.
It comes with a frame.
Nope.
And then the last one. Hey, TJ, looking to start a drug den there, bud? Something to consider.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Here are the top little things that have been keeping us happy during the pandemic. This according to a new survey. And the funny thing about these things is a lot of them are written on signs or pillows that are in your mom's home.
Mm.
The number one thing on the list is pretty obvious. Seeing someone we love after being apart for a while. Yeah, okay. I'll give you that one. Number two, sleeping in a bed that's just been made.
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
Number three, feeling the sun on our face. Number four, getting something free. Number five, having some time to ourselves.
This sounds like a bad Instagram account.
I was going to say, it sounds like a Tinder profile of someone that doesn't have a personality.
Yeah. I like scented candles.
I like coffee candles and cuddles.
Doesn't tell me anything about you.
Yeah,
don't know what that means.
Not a personality. hugging someone we love, number six. Finding money we didn't know we had, number seven. Number eight, drinking coffee in the morning. Relatable. Don't talk to me until I've had my coffee.
Stop it.
Yeah. First I drink the coffee, then I do the things, Adam. That's how it works. It's written in my contract.
Is there anything in here about being by the lake?
There's no
rules by the lake.
I assume that's number 11.
Okay.
Number 12 is probably like cottage time is our time.
Yeah. Time wasted at the cottage isn't time wasted at all. a thing from Homesense my parents actually had.
Yeah.
They had it. And I was like, guys, you must get rid of this.
Number 9, the feeling after taking a shower. And number 10, getting a text from someone that says, I've been thinking about you.
So that is... you got to specify on that last one. If you get a text from somebody that you don't want to be thinking about you, that's really, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like if you get a text from, you know, if we get a text from Jax this morning, she's on vacation, says, I've been thinking about you guys. We'd be like, oh, that's sweet.
That's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you get a text from an ex, you'd be like, okay. Block.
Cool. You didn't have to tell me what you were thinking. That's cool.
We're good.
I hope you're good. Bye.
We're thinking about Simon Cowell this morning. He seriously injured his back while testing out an e-bike at his place in California. I guess he fell off his bike in the courtyard with his family at his house in Malibu. He was taken to the hospital. It looks like he's under observation and doing okay, but they're thinking he might need back surgery. Anytime you read the words broken back, you worry for
scary.
The person. But
scary.
So think about him this morning. And Justin Bieber had a pretty interesting reaction to the Leaf game on Friday night. In case you missed it, the Leafs were down 3-0, and they made a dramatic comeback, ended up winning the game in overtime. And Justin had a pretty, like, loud, crazy reaction to the game-tying goal. Have a listen.
Yes! Yes!
Man, Haley's into it, too.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Of course, they lost last night, and the season was for naught, but whatever.
It was nice while it lasted.
What a bizarre feeling, eh? So, like, we went without Leafs hockey for 4 months, and then they played 5 games, and now the season's over for probably another 4 months.
Yeah, probably till December we're not going to see Leaf hockey again, but I don't really know what that is. In fact, I've never played or heard of hockey. I'm a basketball fan.
Yes. Hockey.
And baseball. I love baseball.
Yep. TFC.
I actually really do love
TFC.
All those sports. Raptors are killing it. And if you're not paying attention to what the Raptors are doing, I mean, they did win the championship last year for a reason.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great to watch. They're playing again tonight, I think.
Yeah. A lot of people think that once Kawhi left, they weren't going to be a good team. They're still a really good basketball team. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
And they'll never break your heart.
Nope. I like the Leafs have.
Oh, my God.
We're fine.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.